The 117th running of the Boston Marathon, the world's oldest 26.2-mile race, is a week from today. But that's not the only major foot race this month. The Rotterdam Marathon is this Sunday, and the London Marathon the Sunday after that, April 21st. Well, here and now, marathon man Alex Ashlock cannot wait.
My cell phone wallpaper is a photo from the 1976 Olympic Marathon in Montreal, running in the rain, Lossie Vieren, Frank Shorter, and Bill Rogers. Shorter finished second in that 1976 race. That was good for the silver medal, but not quite the same as the glory he had found in 1972, 4 years earlier, in his first Olympic marathon.
Frank Shorter appears to be running to victory in the marathon through the streets of his old hometown. There he is between those trucks. And his old hometown is Munich, West Germany. He was born here, but he only lived here for a few months when his father was an army doctor. He is, of course, an American.
Frank Shorter was the first American to win the Olympic marathon since 1908. When he broke the tape, he put his hands to his head as if to say, "Oh my God, what did I just do?" What he had done was launch the American running boom, which included me. I got a pair of running shoes, and soon I was circling my neighborhood. That race also launched my fascination with the marathon, which pretty quickly turned me on to the big race here in Boston every April, the holy grail of the sport. Hopkinton, Heartbreak Hill, Cleveland Circle, and the final stretch down Boylston Street.
And here comes Bill Rogers down the last 600 yards. He has run the Newton Hills and literally flown down the last 4.5 miles of Beacon Street faster than anyone in history.
Bill Rogers was a New England kid. He won the Boston Marathon 4 times, including this victory in 1979.
You know, if you're a New Englander, you feel a connection to this race. Most people don't understand it, I don't think, but man, when I came by Cleveland Circle, I think I would be tough to beat there. So, I mean, I wanted to win this baby, you know, because this race, all of us New Englanders, we love this race.
Another local runner, Alberto Salazar, put his indelible stamp on the Boston Marathon in the 1982 race. Salazar, who grew up in Wayland, Massachusetts, ran neck and neck with a runner from Minnesota named Dick Beardsley for the final 10 miles of the race.
Alberto Salazar has won the 1982 Boston Marathon. An extremely gutty Dick Beardsley finishing right behind.
That 1982 race came to be called the Duel in the Sun, and author John Brandt wrote an entire book about it.
Besides being a great race, great sporting event, it was almost like two lives came together at this marathon for just under 2 hours and 9 minutes. And it was like some sort of great unconscious force, greater than both of them, brought them together to have this sort of Custer and Little Bighorn type experience. And then after that, neither man was ever the same as an athlete or as a person.
Dick Beardsley never ran another competitive marathon and developed an addiction to pain medication. Alberto Salazar suffered a number of health problems. He sank into depression. Both men eventually recovered, and they returned to Boston last April to mark the 30th anniversary of their famous duel. I've had my own ups and downs running marathons, two successful, two not so much, including an epic fail when I tried to run Boston a few years ago. I've had more luck covering the race as a reporter. In 2011, I was staring at the clock above the finish line that read 2 hours, 3 minutes, and 2 seconds. Kenyan Jeffrey Mutai had just run the fastest marathon ever. However, it doesn't stand as the official world record because the Boston course doesn't meet international criteria for records. But according to Rob DiCastella, the great Australian runner who once held the world record himself, that really doesn't matter.
Yeah, look, there's no such thing as world records in the marathon. The marathon is unpredictable, it's variable. It has a certain mystique and a romance about it that you can't put in a box and you can't write criteria for, you can't define. And that's the beauty of it.
When Frank Shorter won the 1972 Olympic marathon, his roommate in Munich, West Germany, was fellow marathoner Kenny Moore. In an article Moore wrote about the race, he recalled a conversation the two runners had the day after Shorter won the gold. "You know," Moore said to Shorter, "all this time, I thought the Olympic champion was somebody incredibly special." Shorter replied, "And then you found out that it was only me."
Well, still special to us. Here and Now's Alex Ashlock. You can read his preview of the upcoming marathons, including Boston, at hereandnow.org. Back in 30 seconds, are colleges cheating on their admission stats? Here and Now.